don't know me, my name's Vikas Pandey. I'm a consultant surgeon and I also teach meditation. I came to meditation a few years ago through a period. Often you hear of many people discovering meditation through periods of suffering, and this was a profoundly difficult time professionally, starting as a consultant in a neighbouring hospital to the one that I work in currently. Unfamiliar hospital, feeling unsupported, together with things in my personal life, being a single father, girlfriends, etc. There were very, very, very turbulent times, and I thought that something needed to change in that time, the way that I handled the world, the way that I perceived the world, which I perceived to be very, very threatening, and I constantly felt the need to defend myself against this threatening world, and this led to really quite profound suffering. So I was lucky enough to have a month between finishing my previous job and starting in Watford General, where I currently work, and I took up the practice of meditation. Now, this is something I've dabbled in previously and something that I benefited from previously, but I have to say I didn't appreciate the changes, and I have to say it is the regular daily practice, I think, that led to the great changes. Just I just want to clear up any misconceptions about what meditation and mindfulness are, because they're very confusing terms and they mean different things to different people. And for me, meditation is really when you give your undivided attention to a single thing. Now, often in a formal meditation practice, this is the breath. And the breath is an excellent anchor, because it's something that we all have access to. Now, we use the term anchor. Really, anchor is something that holds a ship in place against the turbulence of the waves. Now, if you imagine you're the ship, imagine the world around us at the moment are the waves. An anchor is something that stabilizes you, and the breath is a very useful anchor. But the important aspect of using breathing as an anchor is that the breathing needs to be conscious. Every aspect of the breath needs to be focused upon, and your undivided attention needs to be given to your breath. But as I said, it's excellent because we all breathe, we all have access to it. So meditation, it means many things. A formal meditation practice for me, it helped me develop something that I'm going to talk about at length and repeatedly. It helped me develop attention, and I think attention is something that is so poorly taught. Between generations and through the schooling system, and what a formal meditation practice does is it does help you develop your powers of attention. But at this moment in time, what we need to do really is to focus on a practice that we can access straight away today. That's not going to be difficult to learn and is effortless and is also something that we can incorporate during our working day. Or if we're staying at home, things to make us more resilient and more appreciative. Mindfulness is another quite misleading term. Mindfulness really suggests that your mind should be full, and actually we're trying to get away from the thinking mind. So mindfulness is really to give your attention to something other than your thoughts. Now, if you think about our experience as humans, what makes up our experience of as being human? And if you look into your experience, you'll find that all of this is very correct. We have our thoughts, which usually comprise of words, written, heard in our consciousness, mental images. We have feelings, emotions. We have internal body sensations that give us the feeling that we are a body. And we have the external perceptions of the world made up through our five senses. So you can see our internal body sensations are separated through basically arbitrary layer of the skin with the external perceptions of the world. So outside of thoughts, images, perceptions, sensations, emotions, this is what we have to our experience. Now, what the cause for our stress and anxiety are is that, unbeknown to us, we do give far too much attention to our thoughts. Now, thoughts in themselves are powerless, but when we give attention to the thoughts, we give them power. But attention is a unique gift that we have as humans. We can direct it anywhere. Now, if we direct it to our experiences of the world, the external perceptions of the world, you could describe that as being mindful, mindfulness, directing it to the perceptions of the world rather than your thoughts. And these perceptions, they can be in the form of nature, a visual image that you concentrate on. They can be in the form of sounds, binaural beats. They can be in the form of speech, mantras, but something that you give your undivided attention to. But perceptions of the world, mantras are more thinking meditation. It is a spoken form, it's not really a perception of the world. My apologies for that. You can put your attention to the internal sensations of your body, and in fact this is used to therapeutic potential with body awareness meditations. You can give all your attention to these things, and this is mindfulness. But over the next 7 minutes or so, I'm just going to describe two practices that you can put into place today. In future, I will build on these, and on the days that I am not at work, I'll also happily extend the meditation if people would like to answer any questions. I'm working today, so I will be getting ready shortly after this. So the first anchor I'm going to just talk about is your breath, and I'm not going to dwell about this, but just over the next minute or so, I just want you to give your full attention to your breath. Forget about everything outside for a minute. Just drop all your thoughts and give your full attention to your breathing. And through your nose, and out through your mouth. Just breathing naturally, don't try and control your breathing, just observe it. Feel how the air feels against your nose. Down your throat, feel how it makes your chest expand. Your abdomen expand. Just give your full attention to your breathing for the next minute or so. If you feel thoughts coming in, just go back to that anchor, your breath. It's never going to leave you. drop everything. Forget about everything outside. Forget about what happened yesterday. What you think might happen today. None of it's in your reality. It's just peace. Peace of the present moment. Just remember to go back to your anchor if you get distracted. It's okay to see that your mind's racing. To observe that is a step forward. Okay, now this is something that you should try and return to. I think something that's very useful. I'm not sure how many of us will have access to phones or watches in our work today, but it's always useful to set an hourly reminder just to break that cessation of thoughts. Otherwise, it's a continuous stream from the start of the day to the end of the day, and we don't even recognize it. But every time you remember to breathe consciously, you cannot breathe consciously and not be in the present moment. And in the present moment is where peace always resides. Just remember that. Now, the second practice is the mind thinks it's a little too simple, but it's actually a more powerful practice, and it gives you a more direct access to peace. And this is really to give your attention not to any objects of perception or any thoughts, mental images, but to direct your attention inwards. Now, many people ask or get confused about how do you direct your attention inwards. You direct your attention inwards to that which is aware of all the thoughts that you have. How do you do this? It's very, very simple. It's just so simple, but you just need to remember to do it, and it will make a difference. And just do it often. You ask yourself the question, am I aware? Now, when most people ask that, when all people answer that question with sincerity in any language, the answer will be yes. So just an explanation as to how this works. The question arising in your mind, am I aware, is a thought. The response comes as an answer, yes, which again is the thought. But in between the two, your attention sinks to the source of thoughts, the source of awareness, the source of peace, and needless to say, dare I say, the source of your inner strength. Now, I will be talking about this more. There's many people who will support what I say, and what I say is supported by over 2,500 years of teachings. But to be aware of your existence, but to be aware of your awareness, to be aware of what you refer to when you say the words I, that feeling of existence, the feeling of beingness, to meditate on that is the highest meditation. It is the source of your strength and your courage. And it will go through these times. We will get through this because we're all in this together. And if you believe anything I say, we are all one. So until tomorrow, thank you for watching.